Joke Man Show got a brand new feature for you today called Don't Have To. Have To! You dumb motherfucker. That's right, a brand new segment about dumb shits who didn't have to go to jail but decided they were in charge and wanted to go anyway. Don't have to.
On my business. That's all you're going to get. You are too. Because I'm not going to answer questions. I'm not giving you my identification. I don't have to answer questions. I don't have the Fourth Amendment right for sent to any searches or procedures. I'm mad as hell because you're pulling me over and I'm going to work. And I am a security y'all slash detective. You can see my badge there. So can you please give me 6 feet? Can you please give me 6 feet, sir?
Okay, then send your car, please.
I will not. I don't have to. I know my constitutional right. And okay. Amendment 1 through Amendment 11, I don't have to.
Have to.
No, hell no. No. Help me! Help me!
Sure does pay to not comply, doesn't it?
Help me!
Yeah.
Help me!
All she was going to get was a warning ticket, and well, she fucked that up, because now she's getting a looting and felony assault and all kinds of shit tacked on for not having a front license plate on her fucking car.
Can't you ever do you want and you're still locking me up? No, you're racist!
Oh boy, here come the excuses, including a race card, yeah.
No, hell no!
Hell yeah, stupid ass. You're not in charge. And you fucked up that warning ticket for your front license plate and gone and given yourself felony obstruction and, yeah, an assault of a police officer and a looting. Have fun in jail, stupid.
I'm scared!
Don't
I'm scared, no!
Don't be scared.
I'm scared because you're scaring me!
Yeah, that's right. Let's play the victim. This big wind sprint across the fucking parking lot was my idea, you little sack of shit.
Okay.
I did nothing wrong.
We're going to have to sort that out.
Don't have to.
All right.
Put your stuff down here. You're free to go. What's your first name?
I don't need to give you that information.
All right, if you want to add a charge of concealing, that's fine.
That's not concealing.
It is concealing.
No, it's not. I don't have to give you my information.
That's fine.
I have the right to remain silent.
Okay, remain silent. That's fine, but you're not free to go.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I actually have. You have nothing on me, so I can leave.
Have to.
This is unfair! I didn't do anything!
District Attorney's daughter. Yeah.
I didn't do anything!
This ain't law degree just ricocheted off her fucking head. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What'd you say?
She didn't say it.
Excuse me, I was coughing.
She didn't
say
it.
Oh,
you guys are assholes! I didn't do anything!
Yeah, that's the problem. You didn't do anything. You didn't listen. You didn't comply. You didn't try to be polite or help out. You tried to throw that, my daddy is, blah, 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 and that shit don't work. Mm-mm. Not in the real world, bitch. Have fun in jail. But it's not exclusive to just the women. Oh, God, I got a great, drunk, white, well-to-do fella here for you. Don't have to.
I'm divorced twice, and I'm f***ingly divorced.
What state were you born in?
Mother f***, Orlando, Florida. My dad was in the military who made your f***ing life happen. Yeah, I lived there 6 weeks.
How much you weigh, sir?
Right now, I'm probably 220, and I'm a black belt in karate. Bush and Con, just so it's known.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we're all just quaking in our fucking boots here, you drunk ass. Who's in cuffs again? Shut your karate shit up. It just amazes me. Watching a Ralph Macchio movie and having his fucking Teen Beat poster hanging on your wall for 4 months don't make you a black belt, shit for brains. And even if you were, you need to know that the cops here are all yellow belts and taser.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take.
I pay for my fight. Y'all f***ers are suck. Dude, I'm not fighting you guys. Just pick me up, please.
We're resisting.
I can't breathe, King.
Just paid the Freddy Gray.
I'm not resisting. Pick me up.
Pull this up.
You gotta pull a shirt off.
I said I'm not resisting.
Well, then why are you pulling away?
I'm not. Just do what you do, bro.
Macchio becomes Ralph Bicchio. Everybody's a karate kid until they get hit.
The new champion!
We'll be right back with Stan's Joke Man Show with Stan himself with the half-ass news.
Hey! Mr. Miyagi! We did it! We did it! All right!
You'd better hope and pray that you make it safe back to your own.
And the Joke Man Show.
You better hope and pray that you'll wake one day in your own world.
Probably a Joke Man Productions LLC.
Cause when you sleep at night, they don't hear your cries in your own world.
Broadcasting from the Boys Room Studios.
Only time will tell if you can break the spell back in your own world.
Just fucking listen to me.
Stan the Joke Man Show. Stan the Joke Man talking. Sometimes scream. Poontang of Russia. Classic Donald Trump has arrested the widow of Alexei Navalny over there in Russia. You bet. The widow hasn't done anything. Her husband was just murdered. Now, she's been arrested too. You know why? Well, the longer she sits there, that's just one big old fucking canker sore and Poontang sign because people see what a piece of shit he truly is. Alexei Navalny, a national hero. Yeah. Donald Trump wants to treat people the exact same way over here. He wants to act just like Vladimir Putin and be able to be a dictator for one. Bullshit. Once a dictator, always a dictator. Dumbass, who do you think you're talking to? You think you're the only one who read Mein Kampf, you piece of shit? Yeah. Difference between you and me is I didn't revel in the shit. And yeah. Matter of fact, it showed me how even small idiots can manipulate smart people. People like Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il, Adolf Hitler, and yes, Vladimir Putin. They're all just like that. Cut from the same fucking cloth. Spoiled, self-serving, spiteful, hateful, insecure, un-men who have to try to prove themselves through brutality and ignorance. Vladimir Putin is trying to do to the Russian people. He's got to erase the memory of Alexei Navalny. Erase the memory of Alexei Navalny completely. That means the widow's going to the gulag. These are the sickest people in the world, folks. And it just amazes me, as a human being, as a species, these people are incapable of evolving. Remember, Vladimir Putin grew up in Stalin's kitchen with granddaddy cooking for him. Yeah. You don't think that didn't fuck him up? You could lay the upbringing at somebody else's feet. This is true. Like, I used to get the shit kicked out of me when I was a kid all the time. One time I was forced to hold my foot out and had something slammed down on it, which broke down two of my fucking toes. I was forced to stand there and allow my toes to be broke. Sure, you can get over it quite easy when you're an adult, but when you're only 10, that has a psychological effect on you. You think I went right out and had babies and started breaking their fucking toes too? No. I learned from it and broke the fucking cycle. Yeah, that's the difference from the mentally stable from the fucking unstable. I'm surprised little shit Vladimir didn't poison Stalin. Well, being that the owners of MSNBC, the owners of CNN, the owners of Fox, the owners of Newsmax, and all those outlets are all contributors to Donald Trump's campaign, it should be of no surprise they continue to beat you over the head with Biden's health so you won't look at Donald Trump's crimes.
Yeah, they want you to forget about the betrayal and the cop killing. They want you to turn on your own virtues and focus only on Joe Biden's health and his age. He's fine. He's out there and he's kicking Donald Trump's ass, by the way, in the polling, regardless of the bullshit Fox polls and all that shit you see from NewsMaxiPad. The fucking fact is, Joe Biden's going to be the next president, him and Kamala Harris. And if he dies in office, he dies in office. And we'll have our first woman president, and it'll be a black woman. Fucking A. I'm down with that. Why do you think Vladimir Putin and them are so fucking afraid? Huh? You're damn right, bitches. I've dated several black women in my life. And let me tell you, when they enter the room, they're in fucking charge, especially if they're in a way. It's your ass, motherfuckers, if you don't line up. Vladimir Putin knows that. Donald Trump knows that. Randy Paul, Teddy Cruz, Mark Woman Mullen, and all the fucking little tampon self-serving Republican boys up there fucking know it too, and they know they will not be pushing that woman around. That's why they're fighting so hard. A lot of them are going to prison after all this is over, and they know it too. Like Mark Wayne Mullen, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma, people won't listen or even so much as acknowledge it, but he is absolutely 100% guilty of fake electors and pushing. Legally obstructing, knowingly, willfully obstructing legal government proceedings. He knew that was a bullshit con job. He knew it was, but he played along anyway. Well, that's a felony, shit for brains, and you're going to prison, Mark Wayne Mullen, where you belong, and it will not be let go, and it will not be forgotten. This is my home, you sack of shit, and you've been pissing all over it and my neighbors with your ignorance and your arrogance. What are you so fucking proud of, boy? Hmm? You have run this state to the back of the fucking train, motherfucker. Out of greed, subservience, and outright cowardice. Everything in the world handed to him, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Another fucking spoiled brat trying to prove what a Billy Badass he is, but falling short at every fucking turn. Because he forgot what it is to be himself. And that's where it starts. Told you if you anchored yourself to Donald Trump, he would take you down with him! Fucking dumbass. Have fun in prison, stupid. No, I won't run for office. Will not. Won't do anything the normal fucking way. People wanted me to be senator of this state or be governor of this state. Be careful what you wish for. Because as sure as I'm sitting here, if I became governor, you can bet your ass there's going to be a hard line fucking audit, and we're going to go back years. County by county. Department by department. And we're going to flush the shit out of this state. That means some people are going to fucking prison. And there's going to be a lot of restitution paid to Oklahoma citizens. There is no fucking way any of you can convince me the theft hasn't been rampant. I heard the stories about him coming in to the Oklahoma Tax Commission with fucking trash bags filled to the brim. Liquid cash revenue from family dispensaries. Yeah, well, that cash money couldn't go to the federal government because federal government, now it's not legal. What are we going to do with all this cash? Well, the law Oklahoma citizens passed said every fucking dime of it was supposed to go to public schools. But we know damn good and well it didn't get there, did it? You people are fucking thieves. That money was supposed to go to public schools, and you've been denying public schools and cutting public schools, you cocksuckers. Simultaneously, you've been shutting down family dispensaries right here in Oklahoma, shutting down family farms, yeah, on little technicalities and shit, doing whatever you can to suspend their business for 3 or 4 months so it kills the business. And you're doing that on purpose because that Rick Simpson oil has been cutting into your fucking drug trade. The cancer treatment, drugs for pain, stuff like that. Rick Simpson oil, cheap and easy to make from, yeah, you guessed it, marijuana. And it's a real painkiller without the killer. It's not addictive. It's a natural herb. And my fucking arthritis in my arms doesn't even bother me anymore. I don't have to take painkillers and dope from the pharmacy anymore. Your Oklahoma government was bought off by the drug czars and, yeah, some of the local, more wealthy bud dispensaries. Find out who they are. The rumor's out there. And they did it for one reason and one reason only. They're all the same group of fucking whores with money in bed together, and they've been circled jerking your ass six ways to Sunday! I wouldn't be the way I am and so fucking mad if it weren't for the willful ignorance, the willful stupidity, the willful subservience. People have been dumbed down and beaten down so much psychologically, they don't realize they really have the power. You know, if you went to that voting booth and wrote my name in, all of you, by law, I'm governor. That's it. Whether I run or not, you probably didn't know that. You should have. Shit for brains. What would I do? Well, I was just saying, you heard me. I expect a far more broad-ranged, thoughtful, intelligent administration that can address all issues of all Oklahoma citizens, period. We all play a role here. That means everybody's going to carry their own dead weight. We're going to take a hard look at the assistance programs that people need in this state, and they're not going anywhere. They are not going anywhere. But having been on food stamps myself a time or two as a young man, I also understand the importance of getting off food stamps. Okay? I get it. And if I catch some well-to-do 20, 30-some-year-old guy out there water skiing on the fucking weekend while receiving funds from this state, that kid is going to jail. I'm not even fucking around there, folks. The fucking party on the taxpayer dime is over. You get caught milking the state for disability and shit, and there ain't nothing wrong with you? Well, we're just going to take that out of your ass. Yeah. Yeah, if it's not jail, we're seizing your shit. You spoiled brats have had it too good for too fucking long. And I'm sick and tired of watching 20-some-year-old guys walking around town in their shorts and their flip-flop shoes with their fucking socks on, getting ready to go out to the lake, going in with their food stamp card to load up on chips and hot dog buns and all this shit for the barbecue. That's great. But I couldn't help but to notice the fucking 17-foot pontoon you're pulling out there in your brand-new pickup truck, cocksucker. What kind of a scam are you running? That's the good time party I'm talking about. Those are the kind of people right there that'll have a fuck Obama sticker in the back of their pickup truck like a bunch of damn idiots. And I can back that up with names even. Just fantasizing here that if Oklahoma were to elect me governor, not that I want to be governor, not that I'm running, but I'm just, can a guy dream for a second? Everybody in this state is going to pay an equal across-the-board tax rate. That is fucking it. The sales tax is gone. Sales tax is gone. Oklahoma's going to start buying back bonds for our own fucking toll roads so we can get Saudi Arabia and China out of the fucking picture! I'm not even kidding, assholes. Yeah, your turnpike jerk-off party is over, motherfuckers. But as far as gas tax, property tax, county, state taxes, you're going to fucking pay equal across the fucking board. You know what that allows us to do? Stay in front of that budget all the time and make sure we never go upside down. Because we can change that every fucking fiscal year, in and out. Who says we can't? Bring it on, bitches. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Yeah, sink one, sink all, motherfuckers. Fly one, fly all. That's how it's going to go. No, it's not a socialist state. We're just going to have an equal tax system. Because poor Oklahoma citizens are sick and fucking tired of carrying your deadweight millionaires and billionaires who live here. You're going to pay your fair fucking share. Or you're going to be pointed out. And people are going to deal with your businesses accordingly. By not shopping there, fuckers. I am not running for office, and I won't run for office. But if Oklahomans ever ask me to take a position, well, you're my family. How could I not? Even if I didn't want it. You ask any family member of mine, I don't fuck my family over. I wouldn't get it right all the time, but I'd steer the ship right. And you get a direct fucking answer from me. One of the very first things we will do is return a woman's health, her life, to her. You bet your sweet ass we're gonna. If there's a bad pregnancy going on between a man and a woman, how dare you or I to have the arrogance to believe we can step in there and make the call. That is between her, him, the doctor, more importantly, God Almighty and that precious little baby. You better stay away from it, arrogant ass. And Oklahoma's gonna. This is not a terrorist state, folks, as much as some of you out there want it to be. We don't use God to target innocent Oklahomans. We use God to embrace each other, even those who don't believe. They need more help than anybody. You don't have to beat them over the head with it. Just let them know you're there. Like I'm letting you know I'm here, hippies. Stoned out of my fucking mind. Yeah, I'd be a pot-smoking governor. Deal with it. At least my speeches would be creative. This is the young governor, Stan the Joke Man, saying, hey, y'all, burn your shit solid. I'll be back on Friday, high noon. Till then, Mike and Neil's Mimigos.